JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, youth are encouraged to use education to combat poverty. And do remember to stick around for our Glimpse of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Young residents of August Town who are participating in the University of Technology's UTEC Teach the Youth program are being encouraged to use education to combat poverty and to exercise self-control to stay out of trouble. Speaking in the empowerment segment of the program at the August Town Community Center, Attorney at Law and Chief Executive Officer of Global News Products, Inc., Dennis Richards, has charged students, volunteers, and parents that poverty should not prevent any of them from achieving their goals.
I don't want nobody to tell me that because I'm poor, or they don't have no money, or things tough, they can't go to school. You're not setting no new record. Whoop of people broke and still go to school? Whoop of people go to school without lunch money? If you're broke, that is when you need to go to school. So that you don't spend your whole life broke. It's when it gets tough that you need to step up harder.
Addressing the issue of crime among the youth, Mr. Richards expressed alarm at the number of youngsters who appear before the court to answer to charges. He has noted that cases take time to be disposed of, and the children who must go to court are often absent from school. He further noted that many of the offenses occur because of lack of self-control. He's encouraging them to go back to school in September with a new attitude and a determination to succeed by applying themselves diligently to studying. The outreach program is being held this year under the theme, Seize Your Dream, Wake the Hero Within. It seeks to enhance the literacy and numeracy skills of the participants and to transform, educate, sustain, and develop students through motivational presentations. The program will end on August 25. We want
a productive Jamaica. Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to become more productive. Don't waste time waiting. Whether you have to wait for a meeting or doctor's appointment, always take along something to do, such as a report you need to read or just a blank notepad that you can use to plan your day. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
One of the outcomes of Vision 2030 is for teachers to be trained to world-class standards. With the full support of parents and families, Jamaica will place emphasis on early childhood development. Vision 2030, the plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And on the community notice board, the Optimist Club of Harborview is once again hosting its annual Emancipation Day cultural extravaganza at the Harborview Primary School, Friday, August 1 from 12 noon to midnight. There will be lots of attractions, fun, and games. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
My mommy work in the banana field, Eastern Banana, to grow us and my father's. Work in the cane field, cut cane, that he'll turn security guard, that he'll now die. And we have to walk from Duckensill to Stokes, our secondary school, on the white road. And normally they didn't have any food to give us. We have to brought the cane and eat when lunchtime. We come and brought the cane and eat for lunch. And more time we have to go school barefoot or in slanders, because they didn't have it to support us. My name is Anne Simmons, and I'm born in Duckensill.
Remember to let your favorite glimpse of Jamaica be heard. Simply email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359-024. And thanks for your company once again. Thanks to my producer, Cassita Irving. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, keep safe.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.